That's exactly why the shape of the banana is in that is in the crescent
shape
formation rather than any other shape that you could think of.
Yep.
And there you have it.
And that wraps episode 3172 of BNC MAP.
60 years.
60 years it's been
of this show.
I can't believe it.
It's been 59 years since we got that letter from Harvard inviting us to conduct our research from this library.
Hello, Izzy. What is this?
We got a letter.
Letter? You just
got a letter. Letter.
You just got a letter.
Who's it from?
Harvard.
Harvard? BNC MAP 101, January 25th.
Huh. Okay, let's offline about that after.
I think that is a prank. Someone.
Are we being doxxed?
Got our address.
Do you remember what we talked about on that day that we got that letter?
Oh, how could I forget? That was the day we talked about and contributed to the public discourse surrounding the location of the ozone layer and why it's problematic.
Okay, here's a question for you.
What is the ozone layer? The atmosphere is like an ogre. Ogres have layers.
Like an onion?
Like an onion.
Okay.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Powerful stuff.
At that time, I had no idea that our little conversations would... They held weight. The weight that they held couldn't be fathomed.
Hey.
Hey.
Hindsight... Always 50-50.
You've always said that. I wonder...
What do you wonder?
I do wonder which segment of ours specifically led Harvard to reach out all those years ago.
I think I know. I bet it was when we solved the BO crisis.
Oh, yes.
I do think the deodorant, ultimately, the dependency on it actually makes your BO worse.
Although I will say, my armpits started smelling so bad in third grade and I had never used deodorant before.
Probably like, we're just being exposed to capitalism and it started seeping out through your pits.
No, it was more so my teacher pulled me aside and said, I want to recommend a product to you.
But... What about you? You've had some amazing thoughts that could have gotten us here to Harvard. Think about all of those out-of-the-box scientific takes that you've had.
Yes. I'm glad we finally were able to disprove science. What a sham.
This is the whole thing with the science thing where it's like, scientists have unearthed a new disease that's been locked away in the Arctic ice caps for... That millions of years. Stop doing that. Make the dogs live 20 years.
Connor. Let's not forget that we do more than science here.
Oh, yes.
We've tackled religion.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, Connor, Mary Magdalene is not Jesus's mom.
Who is she?
She's... Just another lady. His mom is the Virgin Mary.
What's Mary's last name?
Virgin. Mary. Yeah, what's Jesus' last name?
God.
Oh, Christ. Okay, Mary Christ. Perfect, by the way.
Mary and Joseph Christ.
Yeah. The Christ.
The Christs.
Yeah, duh.
We're going over to the Christs for dinner. What are we having? Their son's body and blood.
And you know what? What that makes me think of, Connor, you had one really incredible scientific take that I bet is part of the reason that we're here today.
When did we go to the moon?
Like, this is kind of what we should be learning in school.
We did. Did we win the space race?
1969.
69 was a good year.
Yeah, I think we did win the space race.
Okay, go us.
July 20th.
July 20th. That would have been so fun to like pregame.
Yeah, that would have been like a fun, like day party. Drinking event.
Yeah. We are on the moon. Fuck yeah!
But at the end of the day,
it doesn't matter what got us here.
Yeah.
It just matters that we're here. And that we're together.
That's so true. Which reminds me, I do need to be going now. I gotta get this mole checked. Oh. Finally gonna go get it checked.
Do you mind dropping me off at the Harry Styles concert on your way to get your mole checked? He's still performing at the Forum.
Oh my God, they've got that kid worked to the bone after all those MSG dates. And now
still amazing after all these years. Hey, do me a favor and grab my oxygen tank.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Move a little faster, please. I don't have many years left. That's
probably enough out of you, I would say. Get the door open.
You're going to be late for your appointment. The concert starts pretty soon.
Get your mask on.
I can't miss Watermelon Sugar.
Oh, there.
Do you think they'll let me bring it into the concert? Ow, my foot!
Oh, shut up! Can I hit your vape? Hey! Gotta shut the door.
Oh.
It's nice.
MG. Harvard, we're here.
You've truly outdone yourself this time
we
around.
We made it. Wow. And they kind of set us up with everything that we might need. Should we explore a bit?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Now, this is kind of a surprise piece. Been here before, but
they said they were
especially never seen that.
They said they were going to leave something in here. For us.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah. Grab that.
Okay, ready?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know if...
Pull on it? Are you having trouble with your height?
A little.
It's one of those.
Okay, got it. Ready?
Yeah.
Be very careful because we have precious materials.
Any knickknacks.
Oh. Oh my God, I look gorgeous.
Holy... Wow.
I can't look away.
No way.
You look cool, but I literally have never looked better.
Holy
shit. Are you seeing that?
I'm about to start crying for some reason. I don't know. Yeah, I'm seeing it. Wow, Brooke. Lady Brooke in the flesh.
Wow, Harvard. You have outdone yourselves. Oh my God. I need to put that on my mirror.
I can't hop onto Instagram fast enough.
That
to
is
get this,
the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
To get
seen
this
in my
live.
Life.
Hey, do you mind? Can you just get next to that? I need to send this to my mom.
Oh my gosh. Look at her. How
Smile.
Can I? You know my dream
what in the world?
About the tomato sweater where I was really hot? That's kind of what I was picturing.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Oh, I've got to get that outfit as well.
For the audio listeners.
Oh.
Oh, there's so audio listeners as well. So if you're listening on audio, we have made it to Harvard University, and they have set us up with a gorgeous library. And in this library is this amazing piece of me and Connor kind of, what year would you say, would you estimate this photo being taken or painted, 50s rather?
Or 60s.
1950s?
No.
Which?
one of them from the past.
Right.
It's gorgeous.
It's more medieval. Renaissance.
It's like that show that's out. Bridgerton. It's Bridgerton-esque.
1600s, maybe.
1600s. That's what I meant, not 60s.
And we are kind of painted in the style of that. And
it's breathtaking. And
it looks so good.
I encourage, if you're listening on audio, please hop onto the YouTube.
This space is amazing. And this really elevates.
You can bask with us.
This.
Let me remove this.
Maybe hide it behind your chair. Wow, I can't tear my eyes away from this.
Guys, I think that what we're going to be doing here, for a while at least, is recording from this new space that's been so graciously provided to us by those at Harvard LLC.
Who knew that being this as smart as we are could get you something this good?
No, I'm pinching myself. Oh.
What?
Did I see? There's the letter that they sent us. They framed it for us.
It's it's incredible. There's a lot of kind of hidden things among the set, I think. I've been told, because this is my first time here, but maybe we could kind of reveal some of those Easter eggs in the bonus episode.
In the bonus episode, yeah.
Also, as much as I love Harvard and repping my institution, I'm going to take my sweatshirt off just because I'm able to wear green in this space.
Right.
Whereas I wasn't before when we were recording.
No green screen.
No green screen, so... I'll be wearing green for the next 8 to 10 months. So just kind of gonna get everyone started on looking at that.
Well, I guess we're gonna just start recording our episode here.
In
this space that's feeling like home.
It is feeling
home
different.
Away from home.
It feels like good. That's the word I would use to describe it. How about you?
Good as well. I think that keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know?
And that is why we're here.
Yeah.
Simplicity is the new black.
Good.
Yeah.
Simple is the new good.
Well, everyone, welcome back to BNC MAP, Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast, the beginning of a new era here after our 1 year mark. Thank you to everybody who has listened and made it this far. We love you so much.
And there's been an attack.
There's been an attack at Harvard. That is going to happen in Massachusetts. That's the thing. As someone who lived there for 4 years,
please
believe it or not.
Please tell us more about Massachusetts and the car alarms.
I would love to tell you about what we're in for in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
There are cars. That could have been the T as well, which is the public transportation that they have in Boston, as well as Cambridge, which is where we're stationed.
How cool that they call it the tea because of the tea party. I've always said that if I could go back...
I don't know if that's why.
If I could go back in time and visit one historical event, it's always the Boston Tea Party. That sounds like such a blast.
I don't...
Dump
the tea
in the harbor.
You know, it wasn't like a party? Like, it's not like something you're going to pregame.
Were you there?
I could have been in a past life. Because I do believe
in
that,
if you choose to believe what McGraw-Hill writes in a textbook, then that's on you. You're a sheep.
Okay. Totally. That's a good point.
For me, I like to reframe the Boston Tea Party as a sort of rave. That's how I like to picture everyone at the Boston Tea Party.
And I'm not going to police your way of thinking.
Right.
Free thinking. That's why we're here.
To be a free thinker.
Yeah. And I've chosen to believe in history and science. And women, but that's neither here nor there, you know?
That's why we have such a great system going on
exactly.
here of checks and balances, which they didn't have when the Boston Tea Party happened, and that's why they had to dump the tea into the river.
Yeah.
They weren't being checked or balanced. And I'm saying we have that here, so we're in
a good point.
We're in a good space to move forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally picking up what you're putting down. Well, let's get into it.
Well, why don't
let's,
we?
Let's kind of- MAP.
Why don't we kind of MAP?
How was your weekend? As well as the few days before that I didn't see you.
Super good. I went to Hawaii with my family.
Okay.
Which was awesome because it rained the whole time. So I was just kind of in a Nissan Altima with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a mall in Honolulu with my family. And then in the one hotel room that we had for my 4-person family. On a cot.
It's wild that your family can just decide to just go to Hawaii, whereas like if I was going to Hawaii, it would be like I'm planning it 6 months out, such an ordeal, hyping myself up, and you just can just go ahead and do that on a whim. It's an amazing quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We just have to do it. I didn't tell anybody. Like,
no, you planned it like a few days in advance.
And I also always plan on my parents being like, never mind, we're not going. The weather's weird. Right. And I was like, okay, I'll stay here. But my mom woke up in a cold sweat because we didn't spend Christmas together. And she called me at 4 a.m. And she was like, and I was like, my dog died. Here we go. Like, uh-huh. This is it. This is the call.
You've been waiting for that call?
Yeah. And she was like, ugh, why didn't we spend Christmas together? And I was like, I don't know. What's up? What's going on? And she was like, we need to do it this week. We need to spend Christmas together.
That's really, really sweet.
Yeah. We got in a fight in the Nissan Altima on the way to the hotel from the airport. Didn't talk the rest of the first day.
What was the fight about?
What was the fight about? Oh, my dad had his window open. It was raining.
Uh-huh.
But because everyone else had requested him to please close that window, he was like, I'm not going, I can't.
Right.
So it was doing
because
that.
The fact that people asked him to.
And right. And then it's the system of checks and balances in Nissan Altima as well,
uh-huh.
which weren't being abided by.
Right.
It's like if one person has their window down, there either needs to be another window open to kind of diffuse the airflow.
Uh-huh. And the sound.
The sound that goes.
That's one of nature's worst sounds. Is being in the front seat and the back window being open. That's one of nature's worst sounds.
Totally. You're right.
Yeah.
There's no way to move past that as a person, and knowing
horrible.
That it was definitely making my dad uncomfortable, but he was comfortable because he was winning in that moment because he had the back windows on child lock.
Totally. That's classic.
It's crazy
Altima
that I can
behavior.
Be, doesn't matter how old I'll be for the rest of my life. In that Nissan Altima, I was 8 with my parents.
No, this age when you're with your family, like you just have to regress.
I'm needing to suck my fister in the face.
Yeah.
My sister in the face. I'm worried my parents are going to take my phone away for the weekend. There's really no need for that. I do pay for my phone.
It is wild. I was thinking recently, like, there's nothing either of my parents could do at this point to get me in trouble. Nothing.
No.
Completely. That's how you know you're completely independent, is like you're not going to get anything taken away or in trouble.
You're not under their
roof. For better or for worse.
No roof, not their rules.
No, exactly.
Anyways, so we did straight up. We went on hikes and stuff. We went, but we spent a decent amount of time at the mall, which is fine.
Is there a difference between Hawaiian malls? I was going to say Hawaiian malls and American malls. Hawaiian malls and the, what's it called? There's a word for the 48 states that
contiguous.
Are.
Contiguous.
What's the difference?
That's the word that you
have? Yes. What's the difference between a mall in Hawaii and a mall in the contiguous U.S.?
I'm so glad you asked that. Well, this one is on island time, so you can just walk slower. It's the same. There's a Claire's.
Did you wear a bathing suit?
Yeah.
In it?
There's a Nordstrom.
There's a Nordstrom in Hawaii?
Sure is. There's a Gucci. There's Balenciaga. It's like a very touristy part in like the town.
Wow.
But we did nothing. It was actually crazy until
my
the last
vacation.
You would have loved it. Except where we stayed. I don't know if it's like the season of old people traveling. Mm-hmm. But it was as if we were in a morgue before people died. So, like, I guess a retirement home.
What was I just saying about seeing a lot of old people?
We talked about this, I guess. We really shouldn't talk leading up to our hour-long podcast.
Well, imagine if we didn't talk, but unless we were podcasting. I would never have any texts from anyone.
Oh, what did I say this morning? On my way here, I was like, I just fully... Here's the state of mind I was in, which I know that this was not even a thing until recently, relatively recently, mm-hmm. but I sat in my car with it on listening to jams while it filled up with gas today.
Right.
Fully running.
Wow.
Which like that's
not bad.
Yeah. Because it will explode.
Oh, your car was
running.
Fully, okay.
But
I've done that before and my car didn't explode.
I know.
I think they just tell you that kind of like they tell you to turn your phones off on the plane.
Or lock your door to your house
it's
when you
like,
go to sleep.
Sure, it would help, but it's not like completely necessary. Okay, sure, Google tells you not to.
In all caps.
I see it. Google's letting us know
technically the answer is yes, you can. The reason, okay, so I'm going to.
Right. It's the same thing as like taking Advil on an empty stomach. Shouldn't.
Drinking on antibiotics.
But sometimes it happens, you know?
The fact that
50-50 you'll die.
my music isn't going to turn off. And if I'm in the middle of listening to my own podcast, it's really not a good, our own podcast, sorry. I meant like in that time, it's like I'm listening to my, okay, anyway, so I ripped the thing out. I ripped the thing out with such ferocity that I kind of spilled the gas everywhere. Guess what?
What?
On the flip side, positive, the gas is gassing now.
As in like Zoolander scene?
It smelled so good.
I love the smell of gas.
It was better than a cup of coffee.
I love the smell of gas. I didn't know you love the smell of gas.
Brooke, I do.
I also love the smell of like, you know, when you kind of are on the highway and you just like smell hard boiled eggs.
Sulfur.
Love it. Can't get enough of it. Want a candle of it.
Ooh, that's crazy.
And especially when it's like by the beach, like an eggy beach. I've said this before, right?
Yeah.
I love it. That's like my favorite
smell. Eggy beach.
Yeah.
That is so interesting. You're an egg gal.
I love eggs.
How is the national egg shortage affecting your day to day?
It's actually not. I haven't experienced it firsthand. Thank God.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be affecting my favorite local restaurants that produce egg salad either.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking, is that you'd have a lack of egg salad because of the shortage.
Right. I haven't experienced that, thankfully.
Some people have the Adderall shortage. Your people have the egg shortage.
And I actually have transitioned a bit from my eggs to a smoothie. Connor, this smoothie that I've been having, I'm going to order one to here, is going to change your life. It's the best thing I've ever had. It tastes like a milkshake, but it's a smoothie and it's good for you. Are you ready to hear the ingredients? I'm going to change your life.
I'm a skeptic.
No. It's really good for you. I swear. Blueberries?
Yeah. Antioxidants?
Banana.
Good shape.
I've always said that.
Yeah.
Blueberries, banana, almond butter, and hemp milk, and that's it. And it tastes like a milkshake.
Bananas are fighting for their life, for all the respect in the world. You put a banana in a smoothie, you're getting bananas fighting off all other flavors in that smoothie.
You have to have a banana.
Fists out.
Although I've heard like mixed takes on if bananas are like really good for you or not, because they're really high in sugar, but also they have so many nutrients, potassium, the shape, you know. So anyway, I do think that that's really good for me and going to completely change my life. That's smoothie.
Awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to try it.
Where's it from?
Earth Bar.
U-R-T-H?
No, E-A-R-T-H. They have one in Equinox, but it's also everywhere else as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have some breaking news for you today.
Okay.
And I know it's going to affect you a lot.
Uh-oh.
Being like our reigning TMG fantasy football queen.
Yeah.
Bro.
What?
Tom Brady's retiring again.
Really?
Yeah. Damn.
Damn.
Hang in there.
He'll come back.
I know. I was like, see.
I know he'll come back. You know how I know that? Because I've done the same kind of thing thousands of times when I tell people I'm moving or I'm going to a different school. Never intended of doing either of those things. Just want people to say they'll miss me. So I know he'll be back.
See you next week,
Brady. I have to bring you in my 8th grade yearbook where everybody signed. Please stay. We'll miss you. Told every single person I was going to a different school.
And then the next year in the fall, you said
I had made a Facebook made a Facebook status in the middle of the summer, decided to stay. The comments were everyone was ecstatic. And that's what I wanted. I would do something like that again, which is scary. I would literally like post on the BNC Facebook page like quit it, like retiring, just so people would be telling me.
You buried the lead.
No, that's not how you say bury the lead.
Can we move on from that?
Yeah.
I'm reclaiming Bury the Lead
totally
is what
fine.
I think it is.
Yeah. LEAD. Speaking of wordplay.
Wait, we have to stay on Brady because I had something.
Sorry.
I had something that I wanted to tell you about and I'm forgetting what it is until I check my thing.
I can't wait to see that movie 80 for Brady, by the way.
It looks really good. Oh, shoot. I'm not going to be able to show you this because it's a very visual learning experience, but I really wanted to get your reaction.
You can do that.
Oh, well then, can we pull up that insane clip of Brady
kissing his son on the lips?
No. That is crazy though.
Yeah.
There's an insane clip of, I mean, like a time lapse of Brady over each yearbook photo of his face changing.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me
upset.
Want to unzip my own skin and crawl away. So this is the beginning. Hey, Caucasian James, okay. How are you?
Looking good.
I don't know like what years. I don't know when he started. Look at even his hairline changed.
He got veneers.
He started making money right here.
So far, I'm not.
You start making money and you stop being happy.
That's true. Oh, I think that was his best look. I think he got better looking.
Oh,
is that what you were going to say?
Well, he just started making like a ton of money. But basically, I saw this morning, and then I saw yesterday on one of the Barstool podcasts. They had, who did they have on? This is interesting. This is kind of like a conspiracy thing, and then we can just hop back in.
Yeah. But no, I have something related too, which is cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
They had Arian Foster come on the something commentator, and I don't know if this is like a conspiracy theory podcast, but he said that the NFL is scripted. And I didn't watch any of it. I just watched that first 4 seconds where he said it's scripted. But basically everything about it was like when you are drafted, you get your script for the year. And when you go to practice, you're kind of just practicing. You know, like every ref is going to miss this call. Like you're going to do this, this, and this throughout the season. And I want to once again encourage everyone to watch Veep because I seriously think that is... There's a lot of that
There's
probably happening.
No way. That would be fully Truman Show. If that were the
case. Yeah, well, I do. Like, I mean, like, politics is just, it's just like money.
No, I'm talking about the NFL.
NFL is just money. It is. I mean, it's like a different form of politics, but it's just politics. It's just rich people owning teams and having all these little
layers.
Dudes that like move around like a chessboard.
Monopoly board. I don't think I.
And then we all
that.
Watch. Like,
okay, what about the players getting like hurt?
Hard to say.
Or an unscripted.
Because if I go up and I get my script and says, oof, you're breaking your femur tomorrow, I'd be like, how much we talking to break my femur?
You would.
I'll do it.
How much would you do it for?
Where's your femur? Like here?
I think next to your fibula.
40K? I don't know.
That feels right.
That's probably
But
that's probably my medical bills.
I was just gonna say it's the price of the operation.
And I don't have.
Well, they
insurance.
Would comp the operation as part of working expenses and stuff.
Oh, your femur's up there. Ooh.
Where is your fibula? Down?
Yeah. Funny story about the fibula. You know when I got that tattoo?
Yeah.
Got the wrong one tattooed.
I know. You got the tibia.
Yeah.
That's perfect, honestly.
Yeah. Damn. But you know what?
What?
I shouldn't have expected my tattoo artist to know all of the anatomy of the human body.
That is on you.
Because there was no checks and balances in his garage that he invited me to get that tattoo.
Totally. That's one of my favorite tattoos of yours.
I like it a lot. It looks good on a shirt.
I like that one and I like the dog.
Yeah, bad boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was an interesting take. And you...
Yeah, I have kind of something.
Give me
just
it.
Like in terms of Brady and the film 80 for Brady that I haven't seen yet, but I am so... I have never been this excited for a movie because... I love Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. Do you know Lily Tomlin?
No.
So much. She's the one.
Far left.
Left.
I do know Lily Tomlin.
Because they're the stars of the show Grace and Frankie, which is the best show in the world, and no one watches it.
What's it on?
It's on Netflix. It was the first, this could be a complete lie, it was the first original Netflix show ever.
No.
Can someone Google first original Netflix show? I really think it was Grace and Frankie. And it's the last season's coming out. Oh, it's out. It's done. The show's done, actually. But the premise is Grace and Frankie, their husbands are law partners and best friends. And so their families are kind of lumped together all the time because the husbands are best friends. But Grace and Frankie don't really. Okay, it wasn't Grace and Frankie by any means. But Grace and Frankie don't really get along. Oh.
House
and
of
then
cards.
Their husbands leave them, leave the woman, leave Grace and Frankie for each other. Okay.
Classic.
Saul and Robert move forward with being in a relationship together. So Grace and Frankie kind of figure out how to cope and they have to lean on each other.
Yeah.
And it is the best show in the entire world. So that's why I'm super excited for 80 for Brady.
I think a lot of people.
Because they're in it. I could if I have another podcast ever, it would be dissecting every episode of Grace and Frankie. And Jane Fonda is on Call Her Daddy this week.
Nice, Alex Cooper.
That is like the best podcast guest that I think anybody could ever get.
Oh, that was a really good move.
Isn't that so good?
Imagine Jane Fonda following up the Chainsmokers.
Jane said that...
Real groundbreaking stuff.
Jane said to Alex in the teaser that she's been doing this for 60 years and Alex was one of the best interviewers she's ever had. I'm retiring on the spot.
That's...
If we could get Jane Fonda on this... I wonder if this space manifests as well.
I think so. Something feels almost spiritual in this space.
I kind of
agree. Could be
because
we just brought a spirit in this morning.
We did bring an entity in one of the objects that we'll be revealing in the bonus.
Good luck taking a guess on which of these objects has an entity absorbed into it, because they all kind of look a little...
I just saw myself again up there.
You guys... Sorry.
Like,
just because we're in a new space doesn't mean I'm not going to burp the entire time we're filming.
No, please.
You got to get on. If you're listening on audio, you got
to
get on YouTube.
You have to look at this picture.
I'm not going to post it till Friday. So look at the YouTube.
That is like Kardashian level. Like Kendall. Wow. Incredible. I can't get enough.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the commission with its members. And that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account. Or, if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
But yeah, do you want to see 80 for Brady with me?
When is it?
It's out next. Well, it'll be out next week. It's out this weekend.
This is a big month for TV and movies.
What else is coming out?
Outer Banks is on the 23rd.
I love that you have that date.
Yeah.
On the tippy top of your head.
That was like the first show that I watched with everybody. It was like Tiger King, Outer Banks. It was like Tiger King and Outer Banks.
And Love is Blind. Those were the pandemic shows.
See, I was on Love Island from the beginning because I had so much time. I was just sitting there watching TV and I got everyone that I was living with to watch Love Island. So that was a fun cross-eyed brainless TV that we were watching, but I never got into like Love is Blind.
I never got into Love Island or Outer Banks. I watched Grace and Frankie during the pandemic.
That Love Island's only fun with other people.
Yeah, I can like The Bachelor.
Also, if you watch the old seasons of Love Island, it's really weird because like a lot of people kind of just died.
Oh, yeah. There is like a Love Island curse in the same way that there's a Glee curse, right?
Yeah. Yes. And it's spooky because I have this disease and the reason I can't watch a lot of these shows is because I'll be like, I need to check on these people.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll go and it ruins the show for me because I'm like, oh, these people broke up. This person's dead. And it's hard to go back and watch because it's 40 episodes a season in Love Island.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard once you figure out someone has passed to go back and be like, oh, my God, she's wasted.
Right. Well, do you know about Caroline Flack?
Yeah.
You know, she, when Harry Styles was on X Factor, she dated him.
Yeah.
And like, she was one of the like after the show hosts and she was much older than him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of started his pattern of liking older women.
Mm-hmm.
that we know of. That was like a huge thing in the One Direction community.
Yeah. Ooh, that must have been tough for you.
It was.
Thank you for Brady.
Acknowledging that.
Yeah.
Thank you. And what? Brady?
Brady retiring.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady retiring.
Two hits today.
I was thinking today, sorry to go back to Tom Brady, but what do you think? I was talking to people the whole way here this morning. He posted two pictures with his ex-wife, Giselle, in his photo dump. And it was like very, very curated. And I was going back and forth. I have this belief that like, I don't think when you get that big and like your image is so valuable, you're no longer like a person. You're like a brand. And my friends were like, no, like this is his retirement post. Like, and I was like, you don't think he pressed send. You don't give like an old dude the nuclear codes. Well, we do. But there's a system of checks and balances.
Right.
In place.
I think he has somebody that has access to his accounts, but he does also.
I don't think he pushes post. So he posted 3 hours ago, 4 hours ago. I love my family. I love my teammates. I love my friends. I love my coaches. I love football. I love you all. I'm truly grateful for on this day. Thank you. And basically, like in the first video he posted, it was like, I'm going to cut this short. I'm retiring. I was like, yeah.
Right.
You know, it's
well,
like
he cried wolf at this point.
There's his, like, it's like his whole family and friends. And then there's kids, parents, family again. Sisters, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Hard for me to say.
Daughters. I don't know. I can't remember. I know he's been.
Well.
Keep up with him. But,
He'll be missed.
I was thinking, I was like, he posted like 100 Instagram stories too. Oh, Josh Allen commented on it.
Yeah.
He posted like 100 stories. And I was like, there's no way this dude, he's capable, but he's kind of kooky.
Yeah.
Like most
rich dudes are. That he's kooky.
Yeah, but I don't think he's strategic enough to be posting nonstop on his Instagram. He's a CEO.
You think a PR rep is telling him to post nonstop?
I think he has attention. I think he has a strategist because he's a CEO now. He's like a full brand, a person.
The NFL,
TB12. He's like a brand he has, and like the Brady brand is. He's got like a menagerie.
Oh, good word.
Of brands that he's head of now, but yeah. So I don't know, like.
Oh my God, that is so many posts.
Yeah, like I don't think he's throwing these up on his story. Or at least I don't think he's pressing post. You know, like I feel like there's a strategist or a consultant or a team of people running his socials.
It's, again, hard for me to say.
What do you think?
If I could guess, this seems like him. Like not understanding that you don't post thousands of stories in a row.
You do if you're Tom Brady and you're retiring after 180 years in the NFL, retiring 50 times. This feels official.
I'm putting money on the fact that it's Tom pressing send.
We'll never
know. Not on the in-feed post, but on the stories. We'll never know. So
you need to go through.
There are so many things that we'll never know.
Yeah.
Isn't that scary?
No, I love not knowing stuff. You know that saying, question everything?
Yeah.
I've always been like, no, why would I do that? You think I want to know what's in a hot dog?
Well, I've told you about the premise of my young adult novel, right?
How could this be related?
It is.
Spill.
I think I've said, maybe it was on the bonus. Yeah, it was on the bonus. It could be a Black Mirror episode as well. So if there are any producers on Black Mirror listening.
Surely there is.
I'm trademarking this. If you want it, I'm happy to give it to you. Contact me first. My young adult novel.
Tentative
verbal trademark. Young adult novel X Black Mirror collab is that there's a group of friends and the story centers around this group of friends and this new app that's being released. And the app allows you to connect to all of your socials. So it would be your Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever. And in the app, you can plug in a date in the future. So let's say I plug in this date, but like 2030, and it'll show you what all of your feeds look like on that one day in the future. And you can only pick one day. So a lot of people decide, I don't want to use this. I don't want to know.
Me.
But this group of friends are like, no, I want to know what I'm doing on this one specific day in the future. So they all gather together in the basement. They plug in their dates. And the one of them plugs in his like, ooh, like what's my Facebook profile going to look like 6 months from now? In memoriam page.
Heavy.
So he has died. in the next 6 months. And the premise of the book. Or.
He decided not to leave. He decided not to go. And he was pulling one of your moves on his Facebook.
No, the app is very, like, it's the security behind the app is he could not have tampered with that.
I didn't even think about the security behind the app.
Yeah, he couldn't have tampered with that. It's made by complete experts in the technology field. So the premise of the story is, how is he going to navigate life knowing that he is going to die in 6 months? Spoiler alert, he like secludes himself and stays home, and then a tree falls into his home and kills him. So it's because he was staying home that he died.
Have you seen Final Destination?
No. Is that the same plot?
Yeah.
I've done that a few times, but this is a totally different spin.
Yeah.
And then the other friends too, I forgot, they also have their own storylines. So there's this one couple, they plug in their dates. They're not together anymore. Mm. So it's like, how do you navigate being in a relationship knowing that it's not going to last? The next girl?
Yeah.
Has a kid.
Awesome. Congrats. That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I wouldn't use it. But
no, I wouldn't either, but I felt like a really good opportunity to tell you my young adult novel.
That'd be a good that'd be a good book.
Thank you, Connor. Thanks. How did we get there?
Yeah, that's a question that I
TV. We were talking about TV.
I know, and we were also doing
Outer
NFL,
Banks,
and we have just
NFL.
We have a ton of NFL stuff today, like this freaking Jeffree Star thing.
Oh,
I was thinking like, oh, Brady's retiring to go to Wyoming with Jeffree Star.
Right, it's a possibility. I would not. Nothing would surprise me at this point.
The thing is, Tom Brady would never wear a Louis Vuitton jacket, I don't think.
Right. I also think everybody's like convinced that that's an NFL player because Jeffree Star said it is. But why are we just believing that?
No, I agree.
He's not to accuse him of lying, but he could be lying very much.
It's a fun thing for everyone on the internet to do stuff together.
Totally.
I feel like we forget that. But also, this photo that he posted, he's kind of doing, it's a kind of fun little game that I like reading the comments.
We love
on
Easter
here.
Eggs and stuff. Yeah.
No. And it's got everybody's coming together. There's the NFL fans that are coming on here and they're saying, well, my guy's 6'6 and he wears a size 13 shoe. And if you look at the shoe, and then there's girls going on being like, oh, I did this with all of my ex-boyfriends. I can figure this out, and no one can figure it out. And I think it's because the person is not an NFL person. But one thing that was just picked up is that there is a Glock on the counter with with a silencer on it.
Which piece of the Glock is the silencer?
The huge piece connected to the Glock.
Sorry, I'm not familiar with Glocks and stuff.
It's okay. I'm not really either, but it is like a piece that I'm wondering how that plays.
And it's a good question.
How
something
would
we'll
you
never
operate
know.
A Glock with those claws that Jeffree has?
Well, maybe the NFL player
is well-versed
is manhandling the Glock.
In Glock behavior.
I hope it's not for the yaks.
Take the yaks out back. And I don't think you need a silencer on for a yak.
Is there any reason to use a silencer besides committing murder?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Yeah, totally. So, maybe if you have tinnitus.
So do you think for this photo where Jeffrey's taking a mirror selfie, he has his NFL player who shan't be named flip backwards. Do you think the NFL player thinks that Jeffree has this gun up against the back of his head?
That's another interesting
theory. And then
piece.
Jeffree turned really quick and goes.
That's another really
and then
interesting
picks the gun
theory.
Back up.
That's a good theory, Connor. I think you might be onto something.
I haven't seen that theory presented yet. It's so crazy. We've got TMZ. TMZ, get to Wyoming if you really want this piece. There was a pilot on that plane, you know.
Not to give Kanye any attention, but was there ever truth to the rumors of Jeffree and Kanye?
No, but also Jeffree, for a moment of relevancy online, was like, yeah, it's true. Why is there any credibility with Jeffree? You're right.
Right.
That is
a
good question.
Liar. Well, and I'm a liar. There's nothing wrong. That's not an insult. I love lying. Do you want to say it or should I?
No, I'm not going to say it.
I'll say it. Can I say it?
Yeah.
One time I got...
No, we already said this last week.
Oh, did I? Oh, sorry. I think, well, do you want me to repeat it or no?
Sure, yeah, if you want
to. I just got blacklisted from working with a brand because of that video of mine that said I love lying. They didn't want to work with me because of my lying.
Her loose morals.
My loose morals. Okay. That's fine.
Learn when to lie. I think 2023 could be the year of learning when to lie. Jeffree Star saw an opportunity and he took it. Great.
I do think that he... All of his lies I've been on board with so far. It's like, well, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And lie.
You look at these threads. It's really funny because like there's people going, the shoe one was really interesting because it was like, we've got the shoes on here. And I'm trying to figure out. I had it mixed up because those look like Tom Brady's ankles for sure. Those dainty little
How would
tings.
You know what Tom Brady's ankles look like in such detail?
Enhance. That just to me looks like Tom Brady. Like the ankle looks like that could be his face even. But anyways, they like took the shoes. They like ran the shoes. It was like a size 13 Vans shoe. And they're like going to all the quarterbacks. They were like, this guy's 6'6". It can't be him. And then they took the hand in that photo. See, they've got all these. And they said, there's a vein that meets right here. And then there's a freckle. And like, let's zoom in on all these guys' freckles. And they're like, no, that's not a freckle. That's an IV. Where an IV goes in, which means he's a starter. So like.
Do starters get IVs a lot?
I have no idea. Maybe he was hungover and he got an IV.
Okay, I don't know.
And he's a third string
starter.
Because it could be an IV for a different reason. Maybe not from being a starter. Anyways.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
So we don't know, and I don't think we'll ever know because I don't think it's real.
No, because he's lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normalize.
Normalize lying.
Speaking of Jeffree.
When it can benefit you.
Exactly.
And hurt no one.
And hurt no one. I've never hurt anyone with a lie.
Yeah, no.
Maybe for a second, but then I'll come clean.
There's
a joke. Yeah. Jeffree's back on TikTok now.
Awesome.
Because of the whole Michaela drama. Do you know about that?
Yeah, the eyelash situation, right?
Yeah, she just keeps digging herself deeper. She needs a PR rep if she doesn't have one. And if she has one, they're doing a really bad job. Because she said, like, again, people do that in ads where they add fake eyelashes on a mascara commercial. That's what all the mascara commercials are. Like, it's fine. But then someone in the comments was like, Michaela, those are fake lashes. And she said, no, they're not. That just like shows you how good the mascara is. Someone needs to tell her not to do that. You know? That's where lying doesn't benefit you the people around
you. Learn when not to lie.
She needs to learn when not to lie.
Yeah.
But also, who cares?
Also, don't respond to a negative comment. Delete it and block
them, Michaela. Yeah. Michaela needs to learn to block.
You got to be trigger happy with the block.
And then she just goes completely silent for months.
Worried about her.
I know.
It's not been months since that, right?
No, it was months since she was silent for a really long time after the last. What was the last issue? Oh, she works from sometimes till 5.
Yeah, she was like, you have no idea.
You have no idea.
She's the one with the accent, right?
Yeah.
You have no idea. What is her? Boston, right?
Like, but super thick.
Jersey something,
no,
right?
It's Boston. Like, tot, when you're trying to say tart.
Oh.
Tot.
Okay, well, I can't do that.
That's fine.
She was like,
Harvard. No. That's we're Michaela's neighbors. We should check on her.
Yoo-hoo! She said you have no idea how hard it is being an influencer
or
something.
Because she works sometimes till 5.
Yeah.
Then she was silent for a few months. And now here we are again. Just like come back and be like, haha.
Be like, I already got paid for that thing. So, yeah, it was fake lashes.
Right.
But it's just hard. You ruin your credibility when you're like, okay, Yeah, I fully lied and I got paid for that.
Right, but I don't think it would have been a huge problem if she hadn't said she wasn't using them. Just don't acknowledge it, you know?
I mean, I've never done a makeup ad.
Oh, God, me neither.
We may be
able to. I have done an anti-dandruff shampoo ad.
We might be going on the Tarte trip once this is released.
I'm going to start doing self-tapes again and submitting that as my headshot.
Pack your bags for Dubai.
That is, like...
We ship out at noon.
Like...
How fast can you have your bags packed for a month?
They're already packed. And also TikTok drama, that Scar Girl. Have you seen her?
I'm not going to get involved with Scar Girl. That makes me sad.
Why sad?
Because that's the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
It is so dumb. It is so dumb.
It's crazy though.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
But I can't stop watching every piece of it.
She was on Barstool Podcast.
I know. What is she saying? It was like a mild scar, she says, and then she tried to treat the mild scar, and then it became a chemical burn. But the chemical burn has completely taken a different shape of the original scar. So people are saying it's not real, and it just doesn't look like a scar. Yeah, so it's kind of flipped itself on the y-axis.
So why did she get famous? Because she was like...
Because it doesn't look like a scar.
That's how she got famous?
I think she got famous because in one video it looked completely different than the next video.
I have an idea.
What?
For her, she could come back and be like, yeah, that was a lie. And own
it. And it benefited everyone.
Peace out.
Yeah.
And just like start making other videos.
Yeah.
And she has this audience that are captive.
I agree. Because when you start on a lie like that, you're never going to get the kind of backlash that Kayla's getting because she set herself up like this.
But if she could just laugh it off, that's what I would encourage everybody to do, is just instead of feeling personally victimized by every comment, just ignore them.
But people are saying like it's fake because she won't show herself wiping it off. But she has.
She showed a Q-tip. I saw the Q-tip video.
Yeah, I saw the Q-tip as well. People are like, wash your face and take a wipe and whatever. I feel like the Q-tip was, like, I don't see how that would have been fake. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Check this out.
I don't know if
for our visual
this is an actual
people.
Video.
Oh, sorry.
Where's she from?
That's just the Q-tip. Maybe Topeka? What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, if I had to guess. Yeah. Coming true.
All right. Get ready with me to do a day out in town in Topeka.
But guess what someone commented on that? Elise Myers lives in Nebraska.
Oh, nice.
So she's a huge influencer. I guess she's not really she's more like
talent.
Talent.
Yeah.
Not that influencers don't have talent, but she's more like comedy or like, I don't know. I just don't think of her
she's an
product-based. Yeah, personality.
Yeah, she's a personality.
Yeah.
But I was talking about more like, here's a day in my life.
Dubai trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Still waiting on one of those.
Anything could happen.
Yeah.
Maybe not Dubai for us, but maybe Topeka.
I would love to take a trip to Topeka.
Why not Kansas, if you're listening? Visit Topeka.
Is Topeka in Kansas?
Where all dreams have come. What?
Is Topeka in Kansas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Fuck. I hope so.
Literally, I've never heard of it until you mentioned it on the podcast last week.
I don't think I've ever said it.
I think we might be pronouncing it wrong.
No, you're right.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Oh, here's Scar Girl. Yeah, she's going to wipe it off with a makeup wipe. How would that be fake?
Kansas. Oh, it's the capital of Kansas.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
Wait, then what the hell's Kansas City?
Oklahoma.
No.
What is it?
It's both Kansas and Missouri.
Missouri.
What? Why would Kansas City be in Missouri?
And Kansas.
And Kansas. Why would there be two?
It's the way it is.
Oh, my God. When I was cross-country road tripping, I put in... Give me a second. Not. What's the state that's next to Indiana?
Why would I
starts
know
with
that?
An I. Iowa. There's two Des Moines, by the way.
In
if
Iowa.
One, in Iowa, one is completely down south, and one is completely not down south. And so I moved forward with putting in the wrong Des Moines. Took us about 3.5 hours out of the way.
That is,
yeah.
Some.
It was awesome. I got to see a lot of that space in Iowa.
You know what's a fun game to play with your friends?
Naming all the states? I can do it. I can do
capitals.
All 50. Oh, I could not name one capital, but if you gave me a piece of paper, I could name all 50 states.
We should do that in the bonus.
Okay.
I promise you can.
I swear to you.
I think I did this as a drinking game. And
We'll do it throughout the bonus. I'll just casually... Okay,
cool. Just add.
Yeah, I could do it.
Okay.
For sure.
Cool. Let's do that.
Okay. Speaking of TV, kind of circling back to that, I feel like I've been watching a lot of good stuff. First off, did I tell everyone I'm watching The Mindy Project? I think I said that in bonus. Best show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, a lot of people are watching that because it just got re-released on Netflix.
It's crazy because it was out at the exact same time as New Girl. But I feel like everyone was just watching New Girl, at least in my circle, and not watching The Mindy Project. Whereas, dare I say, they're equally as good. I know, Ryan. They are, like, and The Mindy Project is better in the sense that the guest stars, Connor, you could name any single comedian and they're on this show. Why are you shaking your head,
New
Ryan?
Girl is better.
Have you seen The Mindy Project? No, you haven't.
You know what's funny is that dude that's right there.
Ike B.
Ike B. Hank, my roommate.
I saw that. Hank was cooking with Ike B this week.
Hank made him a...
Morgan Tuchers.
Hank made him a sandwich this week.
And then what? That's private.
Oh my God. I know what I was going to tell you.
What?
Earlier. Okay, sorry. I'm circling way back. This is just going to be kind of a hectic episode because we're still getting used to the space. And things. The acrobats is what I wanted to say, but that's not the way sound bounces off walls, right?
Acoustics.
I guess it was the way I bounce off walls after a couple cups of coffee.
Uh-huh.
But so...
Oh my God, I'm getting spoilers. I'm getting spoilers from Mindy.
So, I flew back. My flight got canceled Sunday night, so I flew back on Monday.
Yes.
But the time difference...
Your flight got canceled on Monday, so you flew back on Monday?
Sunday. That's okay. What I said. So, Monday morning, I had planned this trip to go dive with the sharks, which I've done before. And if you go up North Shore, Hawaii, you take a boat out. And it is kind of this like little tiny rinky-dinky boat.
Uh-huh.
Like not meant for open seas.
Are these sharks that would eat you if given the opportunity?
No.
They're non-violent sharks?
No. But there is one that does show up every now and then. And it's a tiger shark. It's 12 feet.
Uh-huh.
That is one that would... I'm not going to demonize sharks. Right. I know that's a big no-no, but I'm just saying...
Because it's their space.
It's like a large apex predator that I'm... deciding to put myself in. Yeah.
Wait, why? Not to judge you, but like, why?
So a couple of years ago, my sister got it for me for Christmas, this trip. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to. Same way that I don't want to skydive. There's really no point in me putting myself in danger in that way.
Yeah, what I'm wondering about.
Like, why would I die today?
Right.
If I don't need to.
Would you rather die by skydive accident or by a shark? Attack.
You're making me have the heebies.
Pick one.
I can't.
Five.
They're both
four,
pretty fucking bad.
Three, two, one.
Shark.
Me too.
Because imagine
your parachute not going.
I know, because I'd be sitting there in the air like seriously.
Yeah. Where a shark, it's kind of like you don't even have much to think about besides the fact that you're getting ripped apart.
You're like going through the air and you're like, right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Just do it.
That's like, the anticipation.
You're like
work.
400 feet up. It's like the last 40 minutes of a road trip and you're like, are we there yet?
Totally. Shark attack wouldn't let you think about it.
We go...
Because the shark will be chomping on you.
Right. Well, I think that you would just black out from adrenaline, whereas I would get so bored tumbling through the sky.
Right.
You know in Spy Kids when they're falling down that volcano?
Yes.
Forever? That's how I feel.
Why
like
haven't they invited that...
Invented
that microwave? From Spy Kids, yet where you press the button and the full McDonald's meal comes out.
I don't even want to get started about things they haven't invented from Star Kids yet because I want those little islands. I want those little animals that run around the island.
Yeah, you think I don't want the thumb people?
You know how bad I wanted them to create? You know how they created mini pigs? They don't exist, but like they made toy poodles. They made toy chihuahuas.
Yeah.
Make a toy shark that like I can put in a
bowl.
Remember
sea monkeys?
Yeah, I never had a sea monkey.
No, they were like tons of little things.
I never even had
one. So weird. You couldn't get them in ones. there were thousands.
Can just...
They were this big.
What's the point of them? They're specks?
I don't know. They were just like a tank of dust.
Cool. Then I have a billion sea monkeys floating around in my room right now.
They would need to be in water. And could they come in a little pack? I don't get how they're alive. Anyway, what were you talking about?
So we take this boat out on Monday morning. We had to leave because we were on the other side of the island. We had to leave the house at 5:30, go out because the boat left at 7. So get there. It's pouring rain. Sun is not coming up because it's...
Is this your birthday trip or what just happened?
This is what just happened. Get on the boat. These guys that do this boat are like local dudes that are cool and laid back and... They're not like tourist advisors. They're like stoned.
Right.
They're not actually stoned, but like they're just chill.
Right.
And they know what they're doing. I trusted them.
Kind of like Paul Rudd in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Need to rewatch the movie because I want to agree with that.
Okay.
Just Paul Rudd in general.
Got it.
Awesome dude.
One of the best.
Yeah.
No, the best.
The best.
The best.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If he could come in this space.
Okay, so I'm on the boat, and it's just starts raining. We start going out, and once you leave the harbor, the waves start picking up. And I was like, these waves seem too big for this boat.
The weather started
getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. That was the Edmund Fitzgerald
from the Dutchman's Treasure.
The Dutchman's Treasure. One to bloom.
One gold to bloom.
Okay, so we start going out, Brooke. It's hard for me now when I'm...
Wait, do you not get seasick?
I just started getting seasick. It sucks. Like, never in my life have I gotten seasick. But once you get seasick one time, it's with you for the rest of your life because it's in your head.
Mm-hmm.
In the back of your head, you go, I'm not seasick. I got it one time. I'm not seasick. But then the more you're like, it's like when you're hungover and you're like, don't throw up. You're in an Uber. Do not throw up.
And then you throw up.
And then it makes you like, you can feel it. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God.
The same as a weed panic attack. Once you have one, it's going to happen every time.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there. I took a Dramamine before. So I didn't get sick. But Brooke, I'll put visuals on if you want to watch on YouTube. But I posted on my story too. I'm looking at these waves going, there was about a 2-minute thing. My little sister... I was trying to play it cool. I'm like, there's no way this boat is going to make it. I was like, why are we still going out? We went 2.5 miles out into the ocean. These waves, there's no way visually for me to explain. The boat is fully like this. And as we're going down, there's another wave up above that I was like, that's going to break over top of us and we're all going to get washed away.
Did it?
No, it never did. But I was doing that like crazy person laugh of when... We were on that plane doing that experience.
Oh, yeah. I took 2 Dramamine for that and puked my guts up.
I'm getting sick kind of talking about it. That was real. And I'm looking at these dudes, and they're playing it really cool. And you know when you're in a dangerous position, but someone else would be worse off than you? So you try to joke it off, even though you're kind of nervous yourself?
Yes.
The guys started to do that. And I was like, I'm watching their eyes. I was like, although your facade is very chill and fun, I can see shiftiness in your eyes. And they start doing that. They're like, this is sick. We never get to see the ocean like this. And I was like, I don't want you to say that. What do you mean you never get to see the ocean like this? I would rather you be like, oh, this happens all the time. Anyways. They're like, what we're going to do is we're going to get off and swim and we're still going to do the shark dive and the boat is going to come back and get it. Like, because the boat can't sit there because the waves are too big. So the captain was going to stay on the boat. Anyways, we ended up having to turn around.
And random.
We didn't, yeah. But I was just picturing you in that situation, the way that your soul would leave your body.
I would have been throwing up so hard over the edge of that boat.
I'm going to roll really quickly through the rest of the day because it actually ends with something really quick.
Okay.
So we had to check out of the hotel because my flight wasn't until 10 p.m. out of Hawaii to California, to L.A. So my parents were like, we're going to leave you this key. You can shower still at the hotel. They left on an earlier flight. They left me the key to the communal shower in the fitness room. So I showered right before I left with all these old men.
Which was dividers in between the shower heads or no?
I was like, why?
What's the point? Why?
Who is it benefiting not to have a partition in between you and like an old ball sack.
Or any ball sack whatsoever.
Totally. I didn't think about other ball sacks.
No need to be ageist. Yeah.
You're right.
Hey, checks and balances.
Yes. So I shower off there. And then I head to the airport. I'm going through. I'm just dreading it.
Uh-huh.
Horrible. Like, I just knew that I was going to get a middle seat
right.
on this flight. I was flying standby, so I don't know what seat I'm going to get until I get there. So I get on the flight. I get in the back, and I have my bag up on a middle seat so that, like, if that seat is open, because it's a big plane, maybe no one will sit there. And then someone scoots on to get on the flight. Guess who's on my flight?
Was it a famous person?
Yes.
Am I obsessed with them?
I don't know. This is someone who would be an ideal person to be, if I wanted to be a famous person, I would choose to be these people.
Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell?
Yes.
You're lying.
What the hell?
You're lying.
Have I said that before?
Yeah, you told me this earlier.
Oh. Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
That is insane. That the really coolest. Is. Because you've seen a lot of people.
Recently, I've seen a lot of people on planes.
In the airport.
But I was just thinking, I'm like, I guess I don't really, and they're two kids, but I was unable to grasp like how A-list people go about their day to day because uh-huh. if I'm at a level of A-list chip that they're at, I would need security and a
Were
private
people coming
plane.
Up to them?
One lady came up like immediately and was like, hey, can I didn't hear inside my AirPods and I was trying to play cool. Can I get a, and he was like, not with our kids.
Right.
And I was like, king, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And she was like, but I, and she, he was like, no, not with our kids. And was just being very chill on whatever, but it was like, hi, nice to meet you, whatever, right. but like, we're not taking photos.
Right.
Woman walked away. Dax walks away with one of their kids and the woman comes back to Kristen Bell and was
that
like,
that makes me like want to invert myself back inside of my body when people do that.
Let's keep in mind the pillars of ethical clout chasing.
Yeah. What are the pillars, by the way?
One, leadership. Two, teamwork.
Kind of like the spices, which were the testimonies? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Of my Quaker school. Simplicity, integrity, no, peace, integrity, something with a C.
Simplicity, peace, integrity.
Something with a C.
Community.
Equality.
And equality.
Community, exactly.
Yeah.
The last S, stewardship.
Oh, S, stewardship. So that's the pillars of ethical clout chasing, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is weird. That I
ethical clout chasing and Quakerism, one and the same.
There's a lot of parallels.
Right.
You just don't be weird, you know? Yeah. Like, be like a normal person, because they want to be a normal person, too.
Right.
Dax Shepard looking phenomenal in his matching mint green sweatsuit.
Check me out, by the way. Daxing hard today.
They also, we talk a lot about people that are so young looking. I don't know how old they are, but they look.
They're definitely in their 40s.
They could be 25.
They're definitely in their 40s.
They look so good and healthy.
Wow.
I do want to say Kristen Bell looked at me. And I looked down because I was like, that's Kristen Bell. And I looked back up. Still looking at me.
So you think she knew she watches BNC MAP?
I think there's a real chance because they're podcast people.
He is.
Yeah. But she's probably pretty involved right. in the day to day because who's on his podcast? Morgan?
It's hard for me to say.
No.
At this time.
There's a co-host on his podcast. Armchair expert.
Armchair expert.
It's Monica Padman.
That's what you said. Morgan. Yeah.
Yeah. Same name. To me. Anyways, so they were on the flight. They were really cool. And I was just thinking about ethical clout chasing and the way that it has developed and the way that it has. Mm-hmm. And you either have it or you don't. But you can learn it.
Uh-huh. You should do a seminar.
I know. Oh, does anyone want to hear?
That would be a really good Patreon thing for you. You should make an OnlyFans and have that be the content. Because you don't have to be naked on OnlyFans.
Mm, you don't.
You don't. So you can do that on OnlyFans.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll work on that. My OnlyFans in bonus today.
Love it. Love it. And I'll name this date.
How long do we get this space per episode? Are they going to come in and get us out?
No, we live here.
We get this space?
I didn't read the letter all the way
through. We sleep in here as well. That's why I brought my suitcase.
It's cozy.
I had to bring all my nighttime supplies.
I need to take the painting down and take it home.
No, you can't, because then this is our home, Connor.
Oh, yeah. And they got us a little basket for our trinkets. Cool.
And
all
our
right,
M&Ms.
Well,
we've been here for recording for a while already.
Oh, look at the time. Okay, well, I guess we're going to do bonus here as well. Got
Connor,
a fun
we
bonus?
Live here.
Keep
of course
saying
we're doing
that
bonus
to remind
here.
Everyone.
Yeah.
That away bag? Sexy,
gorgeous.
By the way.
Yeah,
I should have brought mine.
You should have.
I think Kristen Bell might have been looking at my away bag.
Oh, that was probably 'cause
that
it.
Makes you on par with A-listers when you're walking around the airport with an away bag.
It's this and the other...
The Dagny Dover bag?
Base.
Oh, base.
Base.
Okay, I gotta go.
All right.
I have to pee and stuff. I gotta figure out the rest
they
of
don't have. There's no bathroom in here, so.
Well, there's so many apparatuses I could pee into.
Right. There's some cups and some goblets.
Yeah, okay.
Totally. Well, thank you guys for joining us at Harvard today. We will see you next week.
Or in the bonus. If you
or in the bonus as well. And...
If you're listening on audio,
exactly.
I would encourage you to hop onto YouTube. We're going to go through, tmgstudios.tv for the bonus. Also, hop onto YouTube, even watch it in double speed so you just like feel like you're in this space. It kind of feels like one of those videos we watch with the calming music.
Yes.
In the cafe, in the woods, in the coffee shop, in the library, in the city.
Exactly.
It's snowing, it's cozy, it's
hot
good
chocolate,
vibes.
Books.
I want to also thank everyone because we got 9,000 ratings on Spotify now,
which
I've been waiting to get to 9,000 ratings.
Awesome.
I want to get to 10 now because this game that we play is just, you'll never be happy.
And I'm going to get the 50 states.
Yeah. So
speaking of numbers,
leave us a rating. Apple Music people have been slacking big time. So if it's a 50-50 split between Spotify and Apple Music, why aren't you rating? So, thank you anyway for listening.
Next week in Massachusetts.
Bye, guys.
Bye,
thank
everyone.
You.
This week on Close Friends, we were obsessed with this teacher and found out that she had a dance recital, and a group of us went to her dance recital, pole dancing.
Sometimes you have to go to jail for grand larceny and stuff.
And she
to
did.
To get your reality show.
Yeah. I know what we can do while you work on your states.
Remember when you said that guy that went to hell that he heard that
it'll
Rihanna's Umbrella playing on repeat?
Me.
I think that this specific activity is like, what would I be in purgatory happening? Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.